What is a product component that will be contributing to attractions? When someone visiting any destination or any managed attraction, the visiting experience starts before the actual visit. Yes, the expectation. You have a mindset, you have some idea, you like to understand that. I have expectation that I would have a look at Taj Mahal. Most amazing, the most beautiful place, one, the product of the love between husband and wife put into white marble in form of a palace built known as Taj Mahal. That is an expectation. Imagine you reach there and you experience heavy rainfall. So that charm and expectation got affected because of the bad weather. Of course, that is visitor attraction and some of the component to manage. So what they should have? They should be providing support to the arriving tourist with some umbrella or some sort of assurance. That's why when we attract tourists to any destination, we classify what's the best time to go there. If someone has taken a decision to go down to a specific tourist destination in bad weather, that is his fault and not the management fault. These are the two encourage effective promotion where expectations should be met. This is mainly due to the fact that managed attractions are not only functional on site, but also provide the satisfaction and joy of the experience. Imagine someone going in the mind that I'm going to visit Taj Mahal, that joy into him is there. And unless that comes and is satisfied, then the management for that particular attraction doesn't work so professionally. Visitor attraction, physical thing, the appearance, the atmosphere, and the entry point. A lot of management practices are put as a product component. So when tourists visit, they are happy to ensure to get satisfaction out of that tourism product. Use of signboards, guiding the first-time visitor, where is washroom, which way to turn, where to disembark, where to board, what to do in case of emergency, and so on. Signboard help to understand tourist attraction and it guides them. Quality of promotional material, how you have produced that product, created literature for international tourists to read, to meet their expectation. If the brochure, whatever has been spelled out, if that type of quality is not present at the tourist attraction, then it's a loss for a tourist. Initial feeling about the facility and interest related to a pre-visit expectation. And this expectation remains with everyone. Someone is going to visit Singapore, and the moment you land there, suddenly you unexpectedly you start getting rainfall. So your expectation graph drops from 100 to maybe 50. This has happened for many people. That's why selection and visit to an attraction and management of that, it depends on the particular time frame. Going to Goa, why discounts are offered in monsoon? Because they know tourists won't come. Beaches, nobody goes to beach and gets stuck in the rain. So is the case for Goa. So occupancy at the hotel are low. How do they manage? They give you discount. So arriving tourists would know that I'm going in a rainy season. I may not be able to do much of outdoor activity. So that's how the management work as a product management. Ease of entering the facilities and arrangement of parking. This is an area where a lot of tourists get stuck in various places of tourist attraction. At times, you drop your vehicle at a specific point, and from there you take a locally made available transport by either paying some charges or getting onto that by not taking your own vehicle at the doorstep of that tourist attraction. This happened like Disneyland, Disney World theme park, cruise liner. Parking is totally different area. Well managed, a tourist can comfortably pass the vehicle at the parking lot and reach to the destination by the shuttle buses that are around. And that is management. You cannot expect leave your car and walk, no facilities. Many of the tourist attractions are running mini rails, monorails, just to see that tourist is meeting the expectation. The tourists are happy and satisfied, including infrastructure development. Big monies are put into infrastructure management. And this is what I have been continuously talking. Execution of the process, how the ticket booking, how the information providing is working. Ticket booking, very recently, when I was in the city of Aurangabad, all the ticket booking were not through the counter. Everyone was booking online through different QR codes and buying the ticket in a digital format to go into Bibi Ka Maqbara in Aurangabad. That is a management, because without putting up a staff, lining up people, issues of exchange, all that were related to the handling of ticket booking and providing information. And that was addressed by bringing in modern way of payment, so modern approach. Gone are the traditional approach. Slowly, even most attractive tourist destinations are coming up with the modern approaches. Promotion material used to convey features of the facility should be so well drafted that visitor moment work efficiently, effectively around the facility. So you have facility for practically everything: dining, food courts, washroom, toilets, sitting area, parking area, to be designed well so that the flow of and utilization of facility works in the most appropriate manner. Provision of services to assist visitor with disabilities. And this is an area which is being discussed recently in print and electronic media. We haven't been able to cope up with facilities to be offered to physically challenged people. Only those physically challenged people who have money are visiting tourist attraction. Rest are encouraged to be at home because they go through with lot of difficulties. There are no wheelchairs available. Only the family member take the pleasure of taking their one of the physically challenged member of their group to go along with them. There are no such facilities offered to people who are physically challenged. So this is the management part. We don't have proper washroom for physically challenged people. We expect physically challenged people to climb like normal. They don't have special facilities like elevator or escalator to offer to them. Wheelchairs are also from their own houses. They are not provided. Washroom, lift, elevators, nothing. So that management part of tourist attraction is getting momentum. People are regularly talking about that you are depriving the monetarily challenged disabled person not to travel or visit tourist attraction. Well, we need to have managed. Only a rich and elite who can afford to visit tourist attraction with their own family member are being encouraged to visit. This is an area where we need a lot of attention and care. By just displaying a board, example, that there is a washroom for physically challenged people. And if you go down there, it has a lock and it is locked. So who has the key for that? Search for the person. By the time there is a pressure on the physical challenged person to answer the nature call, resulting into unpleasant scenario. We need to address this. Management of physically challenged people have been addressed professionally into international market. There are tour operators who are recognized by the government because they handle to physically challenged people. And when we talk of physically challenged people, some of them avail, enjoy the tourist attraction on their own. They don't have a contribution coming from the family. In the middle and lower middle class families from our part of the world, we have been saying to our students, those family members, to stay at home. There are internationally hotels offering those five-star hotels with room and facilities available to physically challenged people, including the washroom and the bed. Physically challenged people, without the help and support, they can manage everything. Moving further, location, layout, quality of any subsidiary attraction on the site should also be handled proper management. And quality of facilities, shop, cafeteria, toilet. This is a disturbing area in our most tourist attraction. Toilets are absolutely not clean, sometimes beyond use. Yes, some of those toilet washrooms are managed by the restaurant or cafeteria who insist for you to consume product from them. Then only they would allow the tourists to go in. Otherwise, very filthy and dirty scenario exists that needs to be addressed in management tourist attraction. Start suggesting few activities, visitor attraction, destination, and management planning. All components of a planning are shown here, from evaluating to reviewing and implementation of plan. All these are the steps in management that need to be taken care of. Please go through and read it. Coming back to the marketing strategy for any visitor attraction, look into the following aspect. Activities of competitor. What are other tourist attractions offering within our own country? Theme parks, like Exotica, like various resorts offering various activities, water-related activities, or site-related bungee jumping. What are competition offering? How you need to manage? Knowledgeable customer. Now the customer come with lot of knowledge. They are fully aware of various things. Development through information and communication technology to be implemented. And for that we need what? Good internet, which in remote areas, mountainous region, are difficult. That's why many a time you don't find internet in remote areas. So that has to be managed in marketing strategy. Sustainable approaches. When we say sustainable, I've been identifying it that sustainability is the only answer for tourism growth, be it its visitor attraction or the overall business perspective. Sustainability, which means retaining the ecological biodiversity of the tourist attraction, taking care of the host community, providing them jobs, employment, lifting their capacity, elevating the party from the region. These are all sustainable steps that need to be taken. And that is part of marketing strategies. They have to be made known to the tourists that yes, we do care for all type of tourists in our tourist attraction. Quite an area that has to be studied, student. Coming to exploring and establishing marketing linkages. And what is that? Development of additional facilities and related facilities as revenue creator. So what could be the best? Create their own revenues, not the subsidies. This is the approach that is suggested by International Monetary Fund and World Bank, that create your own source of generating revenue and don't depend on subsidies. So that means charging. Charging means if someone pays, he or she want a value for that money spent. You can't just take money and say, okay, this toilet is dirty, sorry, can't help it. Or this toilet, washroom, water supply is not functional. What's the point? So revenue generation in its own should be arranged at the same time. Facilities need to be addressed and marketed in marketing strategies and to link it. Various tourist attractions get their funding from the revenue generated through their own source instead of asking national or state government to fund. Of course, the funds are required because we still are developing country. We haven't reached high per capita. For our national, we are still the country where a lot of government support in form of infrastructure is still needed. But government is creating more sources of linking it to the revenue generation. Interaction with academia, university, and other colleges. And this is what I'm doing to you now. As an academic, I'm lifting your capacity of understanding and exploring marketing linkage for tourist attraction. Association with local business. The more academia talk of promoting tourist destination and attraction, the more required components would be there. We need to have some required that we need to spell it out. The traditional approach won't work. If the tourist attraction is in a rural area, the local host community is happy going for their natural call in an open space, be it is India or Africa or any underdeveloped country. That's why the term in English comes, I'm going round the bush. This is the term people used to go and answer nature call in the jungle area. Where are you going? I'm going round the bush. What does that mean is I'm going to answer nature's call in the wild only. But that needs to be addressed, especially for physically challenged people, for senior citizens, for people with poor immunity system, people suffering from, say, diabetics. You take them to a 5-hour city tour in the countryside and you don't have facilities for washroom and so on. So these are all linkages that we need to see that tourist attraction get proper attention to not only increase our revenue, but also providing services, meeting the expectation, satisfaction of the customer. Sharing management expertise with other attraction. So if you have some expertise in managing other things seriously, lift that and put it into management of attractions. Because your success in some field would help to get success in visitor attractions also. Mind it, visitor attraction bring in tourists and you need to meet those expectations. Moving further, given the corporate social responsibility, which is CSR Act in India, tie up with corporate groups may be explored. Yes, corporate social responsibility falls as an act to all the corporate. So Tata Group, as a corporate social responsibility, will take and manage a tourist attraction for which they would provide fund as a corporate social responsibility. Very much like a practicing doctor, for the requirement of the government, they would need to work in different hospitals as their commitment towards health. So you would find some very high-ranking doctor going and visiting a specific hospital twice a week. That's their commitment, their social responsibility. So bring in, tie up with corporate groups that may be explored, like you see on the streets, lawn being maintained by Cadbury or particular landscape managed and financed, sponsored by XYZ Group and so on. Co-promotion with partner organization. Jointly promote tourist attraction in association with partner organization. You can rope in different type of organization who jointly can support a promotion. So explore that opportunity and create linkage with it. With this, I come to a conclusion of this unit. My name is Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah, and I enjoyed talking to you. Hope you have benefited from this talk. Thank you very much.